Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me.
That's Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. She and her sister Nancy are the group Heart. Bringing us back there, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're spinning some platters and talking a little small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Don Cooper. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don's is doncooper.com. Mine is also jimblasingame.com, by the way. I've got one of those. If you want to go there, it's the same place. We're talking about National Customer Service Week. Don's a pro at this. It's what he does. It's how he helps his customers put their best foot forward in the marketplace from sales and customer care. You can find all about him and subscribe to his newsletter, by the way, Money, Marketing, and More, when you get to his website. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks again for 14 great years. What we're celebrating National Customer Service Week. You and I are both lamenting that we even have to mention this once a year, because every week ought to be Customer Service Week. How much of good customer service is the people, and how much of it is training and policies?
Well, policies is the foundation, and that stems from the top. It stems from the owner, the CEO. How do you believe people should be treated? What do you think is important? And once those guidelines are established, and those should always be established with the customer in mind, then it becomes people and training them to be able to execute that vision. So the policies need to reflect the idea that the customer is critically important, that the customer is the basis of our business, because without a customer, we got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So our policies need to be designed to make customers comfortable, to make them confident, to make them feel appreciated. And then we need to train our people so that they can implement that, because customer service is all about feeling. It's about making people feel appreciated.
They've always felt that way. And there was a time, Don, when people didn't have that many options for where to buy stuff.
Right.
Now they have an infinite number of options.
Exactly.
And one of the dangers that I see, Don, even though I know what you're saying about, you know, we've talked about defining deviancy down and that if everybody's giving bad service, then, you know, you're not so bad if you do the same thing. But here's what face-to-face, plant in the ground, Main Street small business owners have to be worried about. The only reason why someone will do business with your small business, other than just the fact that they can get it right now, is you are the faces of your people and the words coming and actions coming out of their mouth and from their bodies. Because if they don't get something that causes them to be attracted to you, they're going to buy it online and wait a day or two.
Exactly, because they can.
Because they can. They might even pay more, and it might even be more convenient for them. But if you can get them to say what you said a minute ago, Don, if you can make them feel, if you can make them have a desire to feel the way your people make them feel when they come in and buy from you, that's the only way you're going to get them to lay the laptop down and come buy from you.
Right. And it's simple stuff. I used to go to a dry cleaner when I lived in Washington, D.C. Went in, dropped some clothes off, came back, picked them up, went back again a couple weeks later, dropped off some more clothes, and that third visit, the woman called me by name.
Mm-hmm.
She put the effort into learning my name, and I immediately felt important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people want to feel. They want to feel that they're important, that they matter, that they're special. And if you can make customers feel important, they will come back to you again and again and again.
Well, and they'll tell their other people about that too.
Yeah.
About you too.
Because our emotional needs, our psychological needs, are every bit as important as our physical needs.
Well, the thing is, 30 years ago, John Nesbitt wrote the book Megatrends. And in that book, he had the famous philosophy and basically a prophecy that the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
Exactly.
That has never failed to be – there's never been a moment – when that prophecy hasn't been coming true.
Yep.
And because that's and Don, this is where small business owners shine.
Precisely.
This is how we compete with the big guys, isn't it?
Yes, this is how we can beat the big guys.
You can't do it with price. You can't do it with product selection. You can't do it with anything else. Only the way you make people feel is the only competitive advantage we really have anymore, isn't it?
Yep. And it's a huge advantage. And it doesn't cost much. It's stupid cheap.
And stupid not to do it. Hey, Don, thanks for being here. Good job.
My pleasure,
thanks again,
Jim.
For 14 great years. Come back again real soon.
Will do.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. DonCooper.com. That's his website. An original founding member of our Brain Trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.